Hi, this is a dictation for Felicia Johnson, FELICIAJOHNSON, date of service is 10-11-2022. The 10-11-2022 is the date of service. Date of birth is 2/28/1965. Date of accident is 3/16/2022. Miss Felicia Johnson presents herself with a history of pain in the neck and pain in the right shoulder, pain in the lower back. These pains are off and on, severe, affecting patients ADL, and are alleged to have occurred subsequent to an accident, which was an automobile accident, where she was hit on a T-bone passenger side. As a front seat passenger, she was traveling, and the impact caused her headaches along with no symptom of any TBI, but pain in the neck, lower back, and right shoulder pain started. These pains have continued ever since. The patient was first seen on 4/6/2022 after the accident, 3 weeks later. And she provided physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, conservative treatment along with medications. The patient reports that her pain level varies from 7 to 8 in this area, and she has areas that are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and pain relief is 40%. As she reports, the areas that are affected are sleep is affected 8, and walking ability, work, and enjoyment of life is affected 6. The patient reports in the system review in neurology site difficulty sleeping, and does not reveal any headaches or dizziness, vertigo, no vision disturbances, spots in the vision, no blackouts, fainting, there is no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, no lack of focus, lack of concentration, and no loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient reports some lower back stiffness and pain in the neck and the lower back and the right shoulder. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems are reported. No stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GI, there is no incontinence in the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath is reported. Last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level remains the same, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tramadol. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination. Blood pressure is 136 over 91. Pulse is 85. Pulse ox is 100. And rest of the physical examination same from previous visit. 9/22/2022, dictation number 0922-111. The patient the diagnosis or the same plan of care is as follows. The patient has various symptoms. The MRIs have been done and they are found positive for issues in the neck with the broad-based disc herniation at C4-5 and broad-based disc herniation at C5-6 and C6-7. And there is a facet and comfortable joint hypertrophy. In the lumbar spine, there is a moderate disc herniation at L1, L2, L4, 5, and mild to moderate bulges at L2, 3, L3, 4, and L4, L5, and L5, S1. The patient wants to go for surgery directly, and she does not want any injection treatment anywhere. The patient was informed that injections can bring 75% relief, but she chooses to go to a surgical consultation with Dr. Ramakrishna, that has been provided to her. And her meds were reviewed and labs were reviewed. And because she has a surgical lesion to be cured by surgery, her physical therapy will be reduced to once a week, as there's not much for me to do. Her medication also will be limited. As she's going for surgery, I think Dr. Ramakrishna will take over, and I think that is perfect. Thank you very much.